And now it's time for Back Talk, where we lift the curtain on conversations happening on the Tell Me More blog and get a chance to hear from you. Lee Hill, our web producer, joins me here in the studio as always. Hey, Lee, what's up?
Hey, Michelle. Well, our listeners are telling us quite a few things. First, you know, we had a conversation on Monday about how the U.S. Sentencing Commission finally agreed with activists who've been urging that setting a much harsher punishment for crack cocaine offenses compared to powder is unfair. Now, in December, the commission agreed to reduce the sentences for crack. Now, Michelle, as you know, we wanted to take a look at how all of this is playing out in the real world. This week, our ace bookers found Natasha Marshall. She was serving a 15-year sentence in connection with crack cocaine charges. She was released 3 years early and went home just last week. Here's a clip from that conversation.
They have us all characterized as, you know, violent criminals. With us being released early, we're going to come back out into the community and just, you know, raise the crime rate.
As many as 20,000 people might be released early from prison because of the ruling, and we asked listeners whether they would welcome these ex-offenders back into their communities. You told us, and we listened. And here's Maria, who says everyone deserves a second chance.
I believe that, number one, it was excessive to begin with, but there are some that are not going to be as appropriate to be released into society. But we as individuals have to understand that there are people that are not locked up that should not be in society and have never been caught or just have never been turned in for the crimes that they commit. Now, I don't recommend it. I don't suggest it. I'm totally against it. But everyone deserves a second chance, and everyone deserves an opportunity to be in the free world and live life to the fullest.
Thank you, Maria. We should also mention that although Natasha was convicted as part of a case involving her husband, whom she admits was selling crack cocaine, she insisted to us that she had no direct involvement with his business and was prosecuted because of her association with him as his wife. But a number of listeners also wrote to say to us that they just do not believe her and think that her sentence was appropriate. Moving on, you might recall we have a newer series in collaboration with O, the Oprah magazine. It's called Now What Do I Do? And it tries to give people out there answers to those sometimes awkward questions that deal with ethics. Our question this week, what do you do if you somehow get inside information or advance word that a coworker who happens to be a friend is about to get the axe? Do you try to break it to him before the boss does? Carol, one of our listeners, said no.
I don't believe that you should take action if you have that information. What if something were to happen between the time you found the information out and the time you told that person that was erroneous? I think that is a personnel matter that shouldn't be discussed outside there.
Thanks, Carol. Tough one. And Michelle, you might appreciate this one. You know the two divas we had on to talk about the latest in women's fashion? Well, you know, another diva, Moji, one of our regular bloggers, has a bone to pick with the ladies. Here's her note. Well, first of all, she says, and I don't know if she was rolling her eyes when she said this, but I'm just going to take a guess. First of all, I have an affinity for belts, and I'm wise enough to know that skinny belts don't work on me. Second, the big purses are popular because they are functional. And finally, what was the dig about capri pants with people living in South Florida? I've been a resident for the past decade, and I can tell you that capris have not been or will never be in my closet. Now, I'm going to step out of it right here because I'm just the messenger.
Wise decision, Lee, but Moshe, I have to tell you, they're going to have to blast me out of my capri pants. That's just what I have to say about it. Thank you, Lee.
Thank you, Michelle.
Remember, next week will mark 5 years since the beginning of the Iraq War, and we'd like to know if you have a special message for someone currently serving overseas. To share your message, please call our comment line at 202-842-3522. And remember, if you have a comment, you can reach us at npr.org/tellmemore and blog it out.